Hey Daniel, guess what? Airbus just opened a new wing technology development center in Filton.
Oh yeah, that sounds pretty important. What's the big deal with wings?
Well, they're trying to make wings longer, leaner, and lighter to improve fuel efficiency.
Right, because that helps reduce CO2 emissions, right? The industry wants to be net zero by 2050.
Exactly. Sue Partridge, the head of the Filton site, said this new centre helps turn research into practical applications.
Oh, so they've already got a second wing demonstrator ready from Broughton.
Yes, and it's being tested at the AETC facility now.
The WOTI program must be huge then. How much money have they put into it?
Since 2014, they've been awarded £117 million by the Aerospace Technology Institute.
Wow, that is so cool. They're really investing heavily in future technologies.
And it's not just about the wings. They're looking at the whole system, people, technology, supply chain.
Right, they want to identify any potential bottlenecks before they become problems.
Exactly. They're using the best digital tools and automation to stay ahead of the curve.
I see, so this new center adds to their existing research facilities in the UK.
Yes, it joins the AMRC in Broughton and the Zero and AETC facilities at Filton.
It's really exciting to see the UK playing such a key role in these advancements.
Definitely, and with companies like Bay Systems, Rolls-Royce, and Safran in the Northwest, we're right in the middle of it all.
That's right, it's showing how the aerospace cluster in this region is driving innovation.
And helping the UK maintain its position as a global leader in aerospace technology.